This book is the what's called the Roman Missal. It has all the prayers for the year in it, for all the masses, the various types of masses, and of course it has the Easter Vigil liturgy in it. The Easter Vigil celebrated last night, and it begins with the blessing of the fire, the procession into the church, and then, of course, the great hymn that the church sings, which is called the Exultet, or the Easter Proclamation. So the Easter season begins in dark, begins with the lighting of the fire, and this great hymn that the church sings once a year, and only on the night, not during the day. I don't know how many of you would have ever actually heard this, because you actually have to go to the Easter Vigil to be able to hear it, or to pull it up, I guess, on YouTube, right? But it's been a hymn that the church has sung at least since the time of Ambrose, and probably before. There's a great section in this hymn on bees that they're pretty sure Ambrose put in there, but we won't go into that. There's a nice section on bees providing the wax for the candle. But the hymn begins, "Exalt, let them exalt the host of heaven. Exalt, let angel ministers of God exalt. Let the trumpet of salvation sound aloud our mighty King's triumph." And it goes on. But the word exalt over our King's triumph begins the great proclamation of life over death, of the resurrection over the cross, forgiveness over sins. And that exaltation is what is supposed to permeate the heart of every believer, not just today, but throughout the year. Every Sunday, we sing, in a sense, that same hymn. And it goes on to say, "Let this holy building shake with joy, filled with the mighty voices of the peoples." Your voices. The Christian voice begins in silence in the tomb. An unseen and unwitnessed resurrection. A scene in a garden where they go and find the body gone. And the wonderment, the scene in which the earth then shakes as the wind of Pentecost comes later upon the disciples. But the mighty voices begin in the stillness of the night and in the darkness and shakes the world. It is the voice, it is the word of peace, it is the voice, it is the word of forgiveness that Christians speak into the world by their lives, and it shakes the world. It is supposed to shake our own lives day in and day out. And when we gather here, our voices, the mighty voices of God's holy people, join with those that exalt in heaven. It says, "Let earth be glad, let the host of heavens exalt. Let all corners of the earth be glad, knowing an end to gloom and darkness." And that is what we celebrate this day. The hymn then goes on, and it actually proclaims the praise of this light, even saying, to sing the praises of this candle, the holy fire that represents the light come into the world. And that light is supposed to be kept burning all year. From the Easter candle, the blessed fire, the sanctuary lamp is lit. And hopefully the sanctuary lamp never goes out. When one candle burns low, the next one is lit from it, and the fire is preserved. In many of the corners of the world where they still retain this custom, people will come to the Easter vigil and they'll bring their own candles. And from the Easter fire, they'll light that candle and carry it home with them and keep the flame burning in their own homes. St. Augustine reports that when they celebrated the Easter Vigil, all the lights in the town would be out, which means no fire. They don't have lights. They have flame. All the hearth fires gone out. So there are no flames, no light in the town. They would bless the Easter fire. People would bring their candles, and then they would light them and carry them home before the Mass was finished, light the fires in their house, and then come back for the vigil, which probably means they had to warm up the oven, right? So you start the fire in the oven, you let it warm up for the next 2 hours while they're having the Easter vigil. But the flame is kept. On this Easter Sunday, I'm sure none of you brought your own candles to light and bring back the light to your house. But the exaltation of Easter, you're supposed to carry as the light here and bring back to your house. The hymn, Exalt, is supposed to be on your lips and in your heart and in your mind, and that's to be carried back. I think that one of the greatest things that we could develop in terms of people living their faith would be if in every Christian home they learned this hymn, that in our grade schools we would teach the kids to sing the Exultet. And it's pretty long, actually. It'd take a few years to teach it. But parents should sing this on Holy Saturday in the night to their family. Husbands and wives should learn this hymn together. And they should learn to sing it as a family each year. The theology in there is deep and rich. And it's beyond explaining this morning. But it is our song. It is the mighty song of God's resurrection which shakes the world and shapes our hearts and our lives. So on this great morning of Easter, let us exalt in what the Lord has done. Let us praise His name for the mercy He has shown. And let us rejoice in the salvation that God Himself has won for us by His life over death.